Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter, and I'm here with Tiff, who is producing today.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I was joking with Yaya about, oh my gosh, she's on camera.
Hi. I'm
here. If I do it like this, it looks like I'm holding
that's
her.
Adorable. I love it.
I'm so sorry if you're watching us on, or if you're listening to us as a podcast.
No idea what we're talking about.
Tiff, I was talking about this with Yaya earlier. I'm like, I feel like you guys almost have like your own bird calls, because it's like when I introduce Kale, he's like, burr, 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 air horns. When I talk to Yaya, he's like, yeah, 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 like a little bird.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, hello, hi, I'm just like really sweet.
Oh, that's so nice. I'll get more comfortable doing that eventually.
I mean, if you want to make your own bird call,
just be like, sup, bitches. I don't know.
So aggressive. But I love it. You know what else I love? I love a nice, quick show for a Friday. Also, say goodbye to the glasses. You're never going to see these again, unless something goes horribly wrong with my LASIK.
In which case, we might just like not air this episode.
And then, I mean, I guess, yeah, if I like die on Thursday, then like you probably would, Eric, just be like, oh, she would want everyone to see
in
this.
In memoriam. Make sure you hit those likes.
I don't think anyone's died getting LASIK. I don't think so. I think the worst thing that could happen to me is like dry eyes. They just slice your eyeballs open like little grapes. I'm so sorry if I lost anyone with that really gross description. All right, let's talk about some real things, guys, because we do have some real things we could actually talk about. Of course, we have to really dive into Kyle Freeland's chug at the Avs game over the weekend. Shout out to Ashley for posting that video on Instagram. His wife is always on it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to kind of wrap up some of our thoughts from Rockies Fest. We're going to make it a very Kyle Freeland heavy episode, because, of course, we did get to talk to him on Saturday, and we're going to relay what those conversations were like. I'll give you a hint. I told you this before earlier in the week. I was hype after leaving Rockies Fest because I am excited about the future. And, you know, we know what the future of minor league coaching in the Rockies organization is going to look like. We just got that on Wednesday, just after we stopped recording the Wednesday show. So let's talk about it. Yeah, because the coaching staff for all the minors just got dropped. And the Rockies organizational staff itself, unchanged. Clint Hurdle, Todd Helton, still on as special assistants to the general manager. Here are some of the different things, though. Bobby Meacham, by the way, bench coach in Albuquerque this past year. Also, I'm pretty sure I posted a video of him using the Stu Cole ground ball machine. I miss Stu Cole. He was a great dude. But he really, he loved that ground ball machine. Bobby Meacham was using it in Albuquerque. And now he is heading to Hartford as their new manager. And Kristen Orphy is getting a new role in the organization too. But Spokane and Hartford, they swapped hitting coaches, by the way. Zach Osborne going to Hartford. Tom Sitaris going to Spokane. And this is my favorite piece of this news. Tony Walters, because he's back. He's back. He just announced his retirement earlier this month. It was this year. It was earlier this month. Oh, my God. No, it's February. Last month. Whatever. When was it? Who knows? You remember the news. Get out of here. You're smart.
Time is irrelevant.
Tony Walters is going to be the bench coach for the Arizona Complex League under Fred Acacio. But Tony Walters, this is his first season coaching. He just joined the Rockies organization. He retired in January. He was a third round pick in the 2010 draft. Picked up by Cleveland, played seven major league seasons, a lot of those here in Colorado, some of them in Chicago, some of them in LA. But yeah, Tony Walters is back. A great dude. Papers, as they call him. They called him Papers because he always had papers. Because like catchers do like a lot of homework. So much homework. I could never.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're always. They have so much data weird, to look at.
Are they weird like goalies? They're probably weird like goalies.
They're kind of weird like goalies.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see.
A little bit. Yeah. Similar kind of, you know, and they're always squatting down.
Gotta total, have a ball coming at you. Yeah, I could see that.
Total sidebar, but we were talking about this upstairs earlier. I was talking about the Avs. Actually, I think I asked Eric. I was like, are we winning the Stanley Cup this year? Yaya corrects me. He's like, you're not on the Avs. And I was like, I'm the backup emergency goalie.
Backup.
Which is not true, but it would be hilarious if it was true. I'm like, why?
You do have some qualifications.
Why couldn't I be? I've never played professionally. I can skate.
Yep, you can stand on skates.
Yeah. I got some solid trunk muscles going on, okay? Perfect. I think I am strong enough to be a goalie.
Yeah. But and you have to just be in the arena at the given time that they would need you.
Yeah, and I could be anywhere at any time.
Carmen Sandiego.
I'm literally Carmen Sandiego. I think that'd be really fun. I don't think, has a woman ever been an emergency backup goalie?
I don't think so.
But why couldn't she be?
But why not?
This is my new soapbox. Now that the idea's in my head, I'm like, what can I do? Me, an unqualified woman with the overconfidence of a mediocre white dude, what can I do to be the Avs emergency backup? What did you say?
Nothing is stopping you.
Nothing is stopping me. Nothing is stopping you from getting the carpets of your dreams at Empire today. So excited that we get to work with Empire. Yeah, we've been listening to the jingle our whole lives, and it's because they've been in the business for so long, and they've got some really great deals going on for our listeners too. So, you know, keep that in mind. But Empire today, you get the shop at home convenience. You're going to find the right product for your needs and a quick and professional installation. Oh, I love quick because I do everything at the last minute, but also price match guarantee. Incredible. And you're not going to be overloaded with all these crazy options. You're just going to get the best, highest quality options that are going to meet your price needs. You can't beat their quality, service, and speed. Many have tried. Everyone has failed. So their philosophy is to help you find what you need, not to overwhelm you with all those choices and maybe all those substitutes. Empire today. And schedule a free home estimate, a free in-home estimate today. They'll come to your home and they'll do some estimates. All listeners can receive up to $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Some restrictions do apply, but to figure it all out, go to empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. And oh my gosh, Breck Brew, the topic of the day. We finally figured out the beer of the month. The Avalanche Amber.
I'll air horn to that.
Yes. I love Avalanche Amber. I drank an Avalanche Amber in Breckenridge a couple of weekends ago, and it tasted even better. They still taste real good at the bar, too. Nice and ice cold. Every sporting event is better with a Breckenridge Brewery beer in your hand in an ice cold glass. You'll find that here at the DMVR bar. But yeah, don't forget about the Mile High City Golden Ale, Broncos Country Pale Ale, Let's Ride, Let's Chug, the Fun Slinger, and of course the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Not sure which one of those Kyle Freeland was chugging at the Avs game. We'll just assume it was an Avalanche Amber, and if I get sued, I get sued.
That'd be very hard to chug, but maybe the Mile High City.
Yeah.
That would be a nice chuggable beer, or even the Bronco Country.
Palisade Peach is a very,
very chuggable.
Very chuggable, if I do say so myself. Guys, whichever chuggable or not so chuggable beer you are looking for, you are going to find it at breckbrew.com. Use the beer locator to find a brew near you. All right. Speaking of Kyle Freeland. All right. Kyle Freeland, he's always leading the pack to an Avs game. He's always hooking everyone up with the sweet. But yeah, we know. We saw the pictures. We saw the video. The whole Rockies team, the whole Rockies contingency that was in town for Rockies Fest, they all went to the Avs game together. And of course, it got so much attention because Kyle Freeland was spotted, I think, multiple times, actually, shotgunning. We'll get to that in a second, but we talked to him on Saturday. Always love talking to Kyle Freeland. We love his intensity, and also he's one of ours. He is our Colorado kid. But of course, he's been in this rotation for a really long time. He's been around for a while, and he is such a leader in this rotation now. So of course, you know, we love to ask about this stuff. So he said about his leadership, quote, first and foremost, always trying to be the leader for this team, especially with the young talent that we have in the big leagues right now and coming up. So, yeah, he's always trying to be the best leader possible. He sees the talent we have now. He sees the talent coming up. We do have some really incredible pitching prospects coming up. Say that five times fast. But he said, always trying to be the best leader I can possibly be, being an open book for these guys, allowing them to learn from me, to learn from my successes and mistakes. So true. I mean, I honestly, like, isn't it so much better to learn from someone else's mistakes than making them on your own? It's costly. Easier said than done. But Kyle Freeland has been pitching at Elevation his whole dang life. So if anyone's going to know, he's going to know. Do you want to know how Kyle Freeland is doing, by the way? How he's feeling? Because he did end the season on the IL. Well, he told us this is great news. I am so glad he said this. He said, quote, my mind and my body really haven't felt this good since 2021 before the shoulder injury. We love to hear that a guy has never felt better. And also, I mean, one of the things that we noticed, and this, of course, was something that kind of made us nervous at the end of the season when Kyle Freeland was on the IL, that velocity has been down, or it was down in the 2023 season. He said that he is working to get that back, to build it back up. We'll see. He was like, aging? No, I'm not aging. Get out of here. No way. Tiff, are you a Kyle Freeland girl? Yes. Yes. All right. Also, okay, speaking of Colorado kid, oh my goodness. Kyle Freeland, of course, had so much to say about Todd Helton, a dude that he grew up watching. Because Kyle Freeland was also born like a month after the Rockies started playing, which is so amazing, by the way. The timing. You can't write this stuff better. But Kyle Freeland told us Helton was one of his idols as a Rocky. He loved being able to watch him. And also something he noticed was, even at a young age, noticed this, how hard he works. He said it's very similar to Larry Walker, but you put it out on the field every single night, giving 110%. And just loved that he played his whole 17-year career as a Rocky. So he was pretty pumped about Todd Helton. I think we all were. But if anyone's going to be the most pumped, it's going to be Kyle Freeland, the local kid. Are you a Kyle Freeland gal?
Heck yeah.
Okay, good. I'm like, you better say yes. Oh God. Oh my gosh. This whole show is an HR nightmare.
Off the walls.
Off the walls. I said we were going to keep it short. Okay. It's a Friday. It's an off season. And we've been talking about Rockies Fest all week. But again, I was so hype after Rockies Fest. I am so hype, by the way, about Circa's Super Bowl squares. Because we've all done squares like with your office or whatever. And like you end up with like the weirdest numbers that like you would never want. That is not going to happen. Circa Sports now has Circa Squares Bet. But here is the thing. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, you can choose your square and choose which numbers you get. And the minimum bet is just $1. And the max payout, up to $100,000. Low risk, high reward. Which makes, I think that is the best situation to be in. So easier than ever. And also, Circa, you can make all your Super Bowl bets. Are we allowed to say Super Bowl?
If it's in the ad copy, I think so.
I'm going to hope we're allowed. I'm like, I'm remembering.
I gave Rudo crap for this earlier. He's like, don't scare me like that.
Well, like, when I remember, like, sorry, Circa, we're taking a
detour.
We're circumventing a little bit. We'll come back. In, like, local news, like, you're not allowed to say Super Bowl. You have to say the big game.
Right. But if it's in our ad
it's
copy.
You know, I'm not going to overthink it. I'm not going to over... Again, if I get sued, I get sued. If I die, I die. We'll figure it out. Circa. Circa Squares. You can choose some Circa Squares. Download the Circa Sports app and place your Circa Squares bet anywhere in Colorado. But you got to be in Colorado. For more information, go to circasports.com. But Circa Sports bets can only be made in that app while you are physically in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Wow, how many times do I say that website and I like managed to fumble the bag right now? Problemgamblingcolorado.org or call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Circa Sports, gamble responsibly. Square responsibly. Okay. I always love when we get to talk about College Invest because college is so expensive, but it's so good for you. But you know what? Listen, if you got kids, the chances of them having like a full ride sports scholarship, if you're being realistic, it's probably pretty low. You should probably start saving now rather than putting your kid in debt when they're older. Because that college debt is real. It is so important to start saving for college early. And listen, you need a plan. But College Invest makes it so easy with their flexible savings plan. And plus, you can benefit from a Colorado tax deduction. And those savings, they can be used at, you know, the big colleges. But of course, they can also be used at trade schools and apprenticeships nationwide. So open your account right now. Go to collegeinvest.org. Start planning. Start planning. Set your kid up for a good future. Honestly, when I saw Kyle Freeland shotgunning a beer at the Avs game, I was like, yeah, the Rockies are going undefeated. They're winning 162 games this year.
Yeah, I think I saw RK tweet something very similar. He's like, this mm-hmm. just inspired me. I was like, oh my God.
Like between
I
that.
Love it.
Right? Like, I don't know. Am I so fired up from Rockies Fest? Because we got so much great information about, you know, how our guys are preparing for the season. Or am I just hyped because Kyle Freeland executed an incredible shotgunning experience? And like quick too, on his toes, ready for it. I don't know how he, because usually you need like a key to stab it, you know? I don't know, because it didn't look like he had anything like that. I'm a little worried. I mean, now that we're like really talking and thinking about, you know, if you're watching us on YouTube, we got the video. Let's play the video. Are we ready to play the video? I'm ready to see it, hear it, experience it, chug it. All right, there he goes. Like,
look at this face.
Fired up. That is like that is so much intensity. And listen, Kyle, our Taurus king, by the way, so steady, so solid, so grounded.
Yeah.
But like, of course, like we get to see that intensity
every once in a while
during a really great outing. Yeah. But like that was times 100.
That was great.
He is just like the king of Colorado. I do have a question, though. How often do you see like someone famous or like an athlete like on the big screen doing something crazy at Ball Arena? Like, how often do we actually get to see that?
At Ball Arena? Not very often, I don't think. I don't think so.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a chug like that on the big screen?
Not on the big screen. Not since.
I want to know.
The days.
Did he just shove his finger in there? Like, was that just a. I feel like you're at risk
strong
of like.
Strong hands, yeah.
But you're at risk of like cutting up your finger.
When you're that drunk, you don't care.
Can we watch that again?
Yeah, of course.
I need to. We should have put this in slow mo. Because I need to see. All right. I guess it was just his finger. But I didn't love. That was his left hand going in there. That's a pretty important hand considering he's a left-handed pitcher. You know, I'm not criticizing. I'm just a little concerned. I'm going to be the adult in the room for once. I wasn't earlier, but now I am. Yeah. It's so good. Yes, that is RK's tweet that I'm sharing. Oh, no, you put that up. I was like, did I put that in the outline?
No, I just found it real quick.
I didn't. Tiff is just always on it. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Guys, the show is back on Monday. On Monday at 12:15 Mountain Time, unless something changes and I like can't like be under all these lights. That's the thing that they tell you, though. You know, you're not supposed to like look at screens too much like in those days afterwards, because that is where you're going to like mess up your eyes. And I am not trying to mess up my eyes because I'm trying to fix them. This is very exciting for me. Thank you all for forcibly listening to my journey. Yeah. Tiff, do you have any final thoughts? Any feelings?
No.
What's on your heart?
No, it's hard because what time is your appointment tomorrow?
Oh, it's in the morning. Yeah.
So say it's got to figure out ways to entertain you while you can't see.
I know. Basically, like people like call me on my phone.
Me.
Used to call me on my cell phone. Yeah, call me. I'm just gonna be like talking on speakerphone. This is how kids talk about phones now, by the way. And I get
yeah,
it.
Right?
Like this with the flat hand as opposed to, you know, the fingers.
Have you tried asking the child in our company how to hold a phone?
Oh my gosh. I would be afraid to ask Ryan or Nick if they know what a dial tone is. Cause I don't, they might not know what a dial tone is or like what it's for.
No, probably not.
Apparently like kids today, like don't know why people say pick up the phone.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's just like, they just answer the call.
Yeah. They just swipe the phone.
We used to have to, back when I was your age, we had to pick it up.
Yeah. pacing fascinated. Was different. Yeah.
What did you say?
Pacing. Like, you, like, sometimes you were, like, stationary.
Yeah.
Like one spot. Or maybe, like, a room.
I loved, like, I had, like, older relatives who had, like, the long-ass phone cord that could literally reach every corner of the house, but was, like, knocking shit over every time they moved. The cordless phones really were such a great invention. Until these bad boys.
Until the computers in our pockets.
And then I'm not really going to be able to look at my computer and my phone for, like... so many days. I like literally
everyone sends Susie podcast recommendations.
I ordered toys, the Picasso tiles. Anyone who has kids right now knows all about the Picasso tiles. Probably they are just like these clear plastic tiles with like little magnets on the end, and like you can like build all kinds of stuff.
Cute.
My nephew got a bunch. I had so much fun like playing with him. And I was like, you know what? If I have to like sit around and like not be looking at screens, I'm going to start building some shit.
I love it.
So I'm ordering literal toys for myself, and then I'll be sick of it like 2 days later. And then hit me up if your kids need Picasso tiles, because they're actually like not cheap either. Oh my gosh. All right. Tiff, where can we follow you on social media for all of your fantastic abs takes?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on both platforms, all platforms.
I asked Yaya the other day and he actually like forgot his Instagram handle or his Twitter handle already.
Oh.
I was like, damn it, we were so good. We've gone so many days without, someone forgetting their own Twitter handle.
Yeah, production's not very good at that.
You know, you guys are crushing it. You guys have enough on your plate. Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Don't you worry about it. And keep up with all the latest Rockies news at DNVR underscore Rockies. I'll be like talk to texting all of the Rockies tweets in there. Like an old woman. Am I an old woman? We'll rediscuss this on Monday. But Tiff, you know what I love to say about closing out a show?
What do you like to say, Suze?
Say that's baseball and that's the show. Talk to y'all Monday at 12:15 on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Have a good weekend.
Y'all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.